You're listening to Radio Boston. Now we are talking about a new Apple TV series. It's called The Dynasty. It's about the New England Patriots. Now, they say that the victors write the histories. But this is interesting because right now the Patriots aren't the victors anymore. They've gone from victors to villains, putting the history of those championship years in a new light. And the story that the documentary tells, I know, it's football, but it's not just football. It's about Boston. It's about all of us, how we engage with our teams, who we say we are. With us today, two sports writers to talk about it. Jeff Benedict, who is the author of the book titled The Dynasty, which inspired the documentary series, and NBC Sports Boston host Michael Holly, who wrote the book Brady and Belichick, Two Men, the Patriots, and How They Revolutionized Football. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And Michael, welcome to you as well.
Wow, what a bonus. Jeff Benedict is here. I'm so excited.
Michael.
Can I just sit back and listen to Jeff Benedict talk?
I was going to say that.
So now we have a fight over who to even ask the first question to, but that's okay because I'm actually going to start with a little bit of sound. Okay, so we've heard a lot of this sort of story. We think we have before. I thought I had, but I've seen the first two episodes because they're dropping two at a time, and there's so much in this kind of Cinderella story that you either didn't know or you forgot. Here is a little bit of sound of Patriots starting quarterback Drew Bledsoe, because he was getting badly injured against the New York Jets. It's 2001, and then in comes Tom Brady.
Coach came over and was like, okay, Drew's out. Tom, you're in. You better get ready to go.
So, Jeff Benedict, A, I had forgotten that this wasn't the usual, you know, Achilles tendon. Blood in the lungs, you know, you're not sure Drew Bledsoe's ever going to play again. Tom Brady's not Tom Brady. It was a huge shakeup at a time when people were still hoping the Patriots would, like, be something, Jeff.
Absolutely. And one of the reasons that I chose to open the book with the scene of the surgeon operating on Drew at Mass General is because it didn't seem like people realized or remembered how severe of an injury this was and the fact that Drew almost died. And I thought getting the surgeon in the series was really important. And I think it's one of the more dramatic moments in the opening of the docuseries is to actually see the surgeon who operated on Drew talking about that moment. You see x-rays come up on the television screen, and it's just, you know, that it's momentous, but it's also the turning point for the future of the dynasty, because it's going to open the door for this kid Tommy, who, by the way, when he showed up at the hospital that night to check on Drew, couldn't even get in because the staff at the hospital didn't know who he was.
So Michael Holly, it sets up this interesting thing, especially in these first two episodes, which is, okay, I'm going to overstretch it a little bit.
Go ahead.
It struck me sort of, who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy? Can you be both? Do you start as one? Do you start as the other? Because Drew Bledsoe was the golden boy, right? Tom Brady is walking around saying, I'm going to keep this thing. It's mine. I want people to believe in me. Here is Patriots Hall of Famer Teddy Bruschi talking about Tom Brady when he started playing for the team. Full
for
time.
Anyone that says, oh, yeah, we knew Tom was going to lead us to victories, that's I mean, come on, this guy's never done anything for us before. From that first practice on, it's like, okay, can you run the huddle? Can you grasp the offense? He didn't know what he was doing at times.
And the only one who seemed to not understand that at first was Tom Brady. And it was interesting to see he was sort of taking someone else's birthright, to use a drama that everyone who's not a football fan might understand, Michael Holly.
But I don't think you've over-dramatized it. I think you've said it very well. You know, Jeff talks about the drama of Bledsoe being in the hospital, and we didn't know how serious the injury was. We didn't, for a couple of reasons. One, Bledsoe came back into the game after taking that big hit against the New York Jets. And so we just got used to, he's a big, you know, 6'5", you know, 240, 250 pounds, big, tough guy coming back into the game. It wasn't that bad. And then when he went out of the game, he's still standing around. So no one really acted with urgency as they should have. And then once they figured it out, they got him to the hospital. But it's also dramatic because this was the franchise quarterback. He was the number one pick in the draft. His face was all over billboards.
$100 million guy.
$100 million contract. He really was the face and voice of the Patriots. And so for Tom Brady, who was the fourth quarterback, nobody keeps four quarterbacks anymore, by the way, in the NFL. Nobody does that. He was the fourth quarterback on the Patriots. For the fourth quarterback in his rookie year to rise to the position where he can take Drew Bledsoe's job and lead the team on a Super Bowl run was staggering. It still is. And that's why I'm glad. I'm not just saying this because Jeff is here. That's why I'm glad that this docuseries does a really great job of telling that story and illustrating it, because when you see it, when you see the B-roll of this happening, of this story unfolding, it really takes you back there and makes you appreciate where we are now.
So we're speaking with Michael Holley of NBC Sports Boston and Jeff Benedict, author of the book The Dynasty, about a new docuseries that's coming out. Two episodes at a time on Apple TV. The first two episodes are out. And it's about sort of the rise and fall of the New England Patriots as this big football dynasty. And this is the other thing that's interesting. I mean, there are many things interesting in these first two episodes, Jeff Benedict, I think, to people who are football people and people who aren't. So then Drew Bledsoe is cleared to play and everybody thinks he's going to come back, including Patriots owner Robert Kraft. And really the only two people who don't think he's going to come back and play are coach Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. And that reminds us that Bill Belichick made a choice to play the fourth string quarterback over the $100 million guy when everybody else wanted him to do something different. So here's Patriots owner Robert Kraft on Bledsoe's desire to force Belichick to play him instead of Tom Brady. And just a little bit of a spoiler alert, the first game after Belichick makes the choice to play Brady instead, Brady's not very good, right? So here's that sound.
I came back and met with Drew in my office. And I said, look, Drew, I could tell him that I want you to start. If that's not what he wants to do, that's not in your or my best interest. If nothing else, he can mess it up, and I can hold him accountable.
So Jeff Benedict, right, he let's let him hang himself by or thrust himself on his own petard. You know, you use the metaphor. There was a moment where it was as if a piece of me willfully forgot what happens next and wanted to wait and see what was going to happen next, Jeff Benedict.
Well, I think the most important, I'm glad you played that clip because it's a critical clip in the relationship between Belichick and Kraft, because this is the key moment. Bill makes an incredibly gutsy, brave call that I don't think any other head coach would make, because he's really putting his own job on the line by backing Brady, knowing that Kraft essentially backs Bledsoe. But Robert's statement, you got to pay attention to every word. The most important word he says to Drew is, I could tell Bill he's got a player, could, which tells you he didn't tell him that. He went to see Bill. He asked Bill about his thinking and why he thought he should stick with Brady. And after listening to Bill, he decides not to tell Bill what to do. He allows Bill the discretion, the room to make the decision and live with it. And to me, that really is just it's like telescopic of what the relationship between the owner and the coach was going to be like going forward. And it's really critical because this decision pays off. Bill ends up being right. The dynasty is launched, and the foundation of the relationship between Belichick and Kraft is cemented. And that's why I thought that moment was so important.
And of course, what hangs out there, Michael Holley, is if he'd been wrong, dot, dot, dot. But there's this other thing that also strikes me, Michael Holley. This is never just a story about the players and the coaches and the owners, right? And now, I think you could write entire business books on what Jeff Benedict just laid out about leadership and who do you trust your people and don't you trust your people and when do you have the courage to make the call? I mean, there's a ton of stuff that plays well beyond football here. But in the backdrop are the fans. And we hear them all the time. They're cheering and then they're booing and then they like the decision and then they don't like. And that is a fascinating piece of Boston as well.
That is. It's great in the documentary. I think in the first series, maybe in the first 5 minutes, there's a Boston fan and he's painted, and he says, look, we lose our pacifiers, then we gain our screaming voices. That's what we do in Boston. And it's absolutely true. We will applaud anything as long as it's working. The moment it goes wrong, how could you do this? What a stupid decision. What is wrong with you? But I think Bill had a couple of advantages. One, when he was in Cleveland, and the docuseries does a really good job of outlining this, when he was in Cleveland, he was unpopular. Now, I grew up in the Midwest, and I'd like to tell you that the people of the Midwest have the gentle souls, and they're so kind, but they weren't so kind to Bill Belichick when he decided to move on from his quarterback at the time, Bernie Kosar. They burned season tickets, which I never understood. You bought them. Why are you burning your season tickets that you purchased?
This was Belichick's first head coaching job
at the Cleveland Browns, a guy named Bernie Kosar who grew up in Ohio. But Bill determined that he didn't have it anymore. And there were threats. I mean, there were threats to Bill's family. And ultimately, he was fired from the Cleveland Browns. So he knew what it was like to have a fan base against you. But the inside information he had here in the Bledsoe versus Brady case is that he had already talked with his coaching staff during the summer, before 2001, before the 2001 season. Tom Brady had a fantastic training camp. He outplayed Bledsoe. And Belichick had a meeting with his coaches and said, Tom Brady really is our best quarterback right now. But we've got Drew and this $100 million contract. We've got to play Drew. But he was very comfortable with Tom Brady before the hit. And this is speculation, Jeff, but I think even if that hit hadn't happened, Drew was not playing well in that game before the injury. If that hit hadn't happened, I think Tom Brady still would have taken over for Bledsoe eventually in that season.
What do you think about that, Jeff?
I think it's just it would have been really difficult for Bill to do that. Bill took a lot of heat from the Boston media and the fans for doing it, for sticking with Tom after Drew was medically cleared. I think, you know, at least in that case, there was some basis for doing it. I think if he had just pivoted to Tom, if Drew was healthy all the time, it would have been a nearly impossible thing. But again, like I say, I think that the reason that the trio of Kraft, Belichick, Brady works so well is because all three men had so much on the line in that 2001 season. All three of them did. Tom knew that Bill put his own job on the line to back him. And I think that endeared Tom, created a tremendous amount of loyalty to Bill. Tom worked harder than anybody to earn what he'd been given. And I think in Robert's case, you know, forming that relationship with Bill of trust and understanding, I mean, it puts them on a rocket ride. I mean, when that season ended, you had these three people who a year, you know, 8 months earlier when Drew was in the hospital, you never would have imagined that those three were going to be the nucleus of a dynasty.
So I will personally give a shout to Drew Bledsoe for how magnanimous he is in the interviews during this filming of this documentary series. Michael Holly, I'll come back to you. Our last 30 seconds or so, we've seen two, right? There's eight more to come. hero, villain, to hero, to villain, to hero, to villain. What is our story in your mind in the end?
The story is how quickly things can change in football and in life. You talk about the hero. Who's the hero? Who's the villain? I can tell you who the villain is. The villain is the culture of the NFL. It just happens. And that's why I can sympathize with Drew Bledsoe. Look, he put his life on the line. He really did in that game against the Jets. He comes back. He works his way back to the field, he thinks. And then his job has been given to someone else. Why? Because in his absence, the team actually played better. They were 5-2 when he was gone, and Tom Brady emerged. Is that Brady's fault? No, that's just the way the NFL goes, and sometimes that's the way life goes.
All right. On that note, Michael Holly, NBC Sports Boston host, Jeff Benedict, author of the book called The Dynasty, of which this documentary is inspired. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.